Let's be honest. Most collagen powders taste like expensive flavored water. Vital Beauty by Simply Nootropics is different. It uses 15 grams hydrolyzed collagen peptides per scoop with a tiny molecular weight, just 2,000 Daltons, so your body absorbs them faster and actually uses them. It's not just collagen either. You get 9 powerful ingredients like hyaluronic acid, biotin, keratin, and nicotinamide riboside, which boosts NAD+ and supports energy from the inside out. Best part? Their flavors actually taste so good. Just head to simplynootropics.com and use code GLOW at checkout for $10 off your first order with code GLOW, and you'll get free shipping. Plus, if you subscribe, you'll save another 20% and get a free premium glass infuser bottle, perfect for mixing on the go. That's simplynootropics.com and use code GLOW for the glow up your skin, hair, and cells deserve.
Here we go. This is it. This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson.
I'm Sam Delaney.
And welcome along to episode 10 of The Keegan Odyssey, where we look back at Kevin Keegan's autobiography from 2018. Kevin Keegan, My Life as an Electric Mouse. And
Geek.
We're up to episode 10, and Kevin's in Germany, so that means we're in the late 1970s. So, you know, it's taken us 10 episodes to get to the late 1970s.
Keegan, would you describe the late 1970s as Keegan's sweet spot?
No, it's the beginning of his sweet spot. I think once we get through to Newcastle, all of that. He's got a 20-year sweet spot, really.
Well, yeah, but no, he goes and then he comes back.
Yeah.
Because he was on all the cereal boxes in that late 70s, maybe just into the 80s, disappears, and then he comes back in the 90s because he just fucked off. So anyway, we'll get to all of this.
Yeah, eventually. Right, the latest bit that we're up to, he's in Germany. He signed for Hamburg, but the rest of the Hamburg team don't like him because they think he's a bit flash and he's earning loads more money than they are. And the coach has told them all that he's earning more money and that he's better and that he's going to be their hero.
Herr Keegan ist wunderbar.
Exactly. And the Hamburg is run by a man called Dr. Krohn. And Dr. Krohn, it says in the book here, has been telling anyone who would care to listen, everything would be fine now Hamburg had a new superhero. He says, with God and Kevin Keegan, we will win.
Great, great double act. Arguably better than Kevin Keegan and John Toshack.
Probably
that debate will perhaps never be resolved.
Probably more of a telepathic understanding than Toshack and Keegan, but only slightly.
I never thought I'd team up with a striker who I had a better understanding with than Big John Toshack, but I was wrong, because at Hamburg they made the greatest signing of all, God.
God Almighty.
And you know what? He came free.
With his
God on a free transfer, available to all.
When I first saw him on the training ground with his flowing locks and that long beard, I thought, oh, he's going to be a handful, this fella. He's not going to be up to the standard of the Bundesliga, but I was wrong, because he's the almighty.
Years later, I signed Brian Killer Klein for Newcastle United, and I was always getting him muddled up. They looked exactly the same.
But in fact, what happened was, this first Bundesliga match, they lost 5-2. And it says that Guttendorf, who was, of course, the manager, the coach of the team, I think it was Ralph Guttendorf, and which, of course, it was Rudy. It was Rudy Guttendorf, which of course translates as Rudy Good Day. He was facing the beginnings of a player mutiny. And it was even suggested the players had conspired to sabotage the result, that they were so sick of Guttendorf and of Keegan that they would basically throw in the matches.
So it was more of a Rudy Scheisendorf.
Exactly. It was.
Little joke there.
Yeah, very good. And in fact, a delegation of players, 4 or 5, had already been to see Guttendorf to try and force Kev out of the club. And he'd only just got there. The captain, Peter Nogli, was among them. And Guttendorf later said that he was told, if you put this little English guy in, we don't want to work with you. We don't need him and we don't like him.
Oh.
So, a bit prissy. A little bit prissy from the Hamburg squad there. Who, of course...
Pathetic. That as pathetic.
Yeah. And eventually, Guttendorf was shown the door and Dr. Krohn also left. And it says there were rumours Hamburg would offload Kevin as well if they could get their money back. He says, I always try to take things in my stride, but I did confide in my wife Jean that I felt unusually vulnerable. Don't expect from Kevin, do you? Oh, Jean.
Kevin, what's the matter? You don't seem yourself. Oh, heckin' hell, Jean. I've got something to tell you. I'm feeling unusually vulnerable. Oh, that's not like you, Kev.
You're usually full of vim and vigour. What's up, Kev? Oh, it's the lads at work. They're all turning against me. They're all speaking in German behind me back and saying things about me, pointing and whispering behind their hands. They don't want me there. They don't want me here. I don't understand what's going on, Jean. I'm feeling unusually vulnerable. And he says, but he talks about getting acclimatised into life in Germany. He says, shopping was hilarious. And we often came home with the wrong items because we were too embarrassed to explain we wanted something else. Now, fucking hell. I mean, it's only Germany, you know. He's not in Japan, for Christ's sake. He says,
oh, bloody hell, I asked for a soda stream. I came home with a foot spa. Oh, well, I'll make my fizzy drinks in this.
Pretty much. He says, we went to a hardware shop to buy a fuse, but didn't know the correct word. Fuse! Das fuse! Defuse!
Das fuse!